هذه اللي تبذل الإشي هو يكون حقا جنرالي يعني الخارج في الجنرال وليس نفس وانتليجنتلي أريا ذات كتنج تبذل you are somewhat affected parties representing the institutions so we'll appreciate that if you could briefly take us through areas that would guarantee for us that steps that have been taken to ensure some kind of safe environment for these events in the future that take place in institutions. That's the expectation to want to see. I know for a fact that in many municipalities there's been a change of the political office bearers and not as the impression happened before their time. But yet there are successors tightly and so the principle that we use it when we buy a car take it with its own problems if you get into a secondhand car. So guarantee that I will start with Nelson. I know that we have a situation a check window will use their notes what they expose to us and require from them that we should forward that later on. Nelson Mandela, introduce yourself.
My name is Nkosi Mdlila. I'm here in the capacity of representing the mayor, who is not here. Government or municipal business outside the country. As we were told last week, I think this standing committee was supposed to be there last week, Friday. And it was there in the council. But due to other issues that were so urgent, I had to stand for two minutes. And on my right, I've got Mr. Nwan Jackson. Senior Director of Budget and Accounts under Budget and Treasury. And on my left, I have got Mr. Selwyn Chase, who is the Chief Financial Officer. And we've got my father, a little bit. I have got Ms. Queenie Pink, who is the head of State and Security. We thought we should have corporate head in this delegation because firstly to take the business of today, the threat against the audited general staff in our institution as a very serious matter that require a serious response. So we have thought we must also bring it here so that whatever that is going to be decided here. As the head of state and security, she's the one who's going to provide it. So that in time, whatever we are going to present here, which cover was what we have raised the honorable chief person about measures that we intend to take in order to prevent what that very sordid behavior of whoever did it that day. Of who conducted that perceived threat or the real threat. So we want to make sure that when the Auditor General staff goes in our institution next time, she will pay. They will go there in a much safer environment than it was before. Hence, we have brought this type of a delegation because it's going to take this business very seriously. Secondly, in our recollection of Nelson Mandela being in this valley, we have never had or such an incident where auditors were threatened. We understand the context in which we have been operating under, especially for the last 6 months. We understand the political instability in our part in terms of governance. We understand all those. But in the course of time, we have tried to make the point, or we have tried to normalize the situation. Not because of that incident, but because of other incidents that were putting our municipality into disrepute. So we have made sure, for instance, in the meeting of the 5th of December, we have tried to change leadership, governance, make appointments to make sure that our municipality is respectful, our municipality at least is compliant with what is required in terms of Municipal Systems Act, MFMA, and other statutory that are actually governing the local state. So we are in that situation. We know that our situation was abnormal. There were threats of SMME. The environment was not conducive really to do things. But what I can assure you is that we have been turning the situation around. We have been trying to make that municipality to be credible as possible, to gain the respect that it had before. So in the last 2 or 3 months, we have been engaging in that exercise as political leadership. So the presentation is going to be made by Mr. Jackson Malwane, is very comprehensive. It identifies the problem as it happened on that day when this unfortunate incident, according to us, back to, if it's not a West, I don't know what is the West. We have identified that problem. We have also came up with remedial action that we are going to take in order to ensure that at this Auditor General, come the next audit, come the next visit, they won't fear anything. So with those words, I will hand over to Mr. Malwane to give a comprehensive and a detailed remedial action so that after that we can be tired. I thank you, Honorable Chair. We were also asked of what happened in Nelson Mandela and we
then on the 12th of November 2019, we then met with senior management of the AG. Was the mayor there, and the city manager that was there, and I also happened to them as well. And again, they give you honorable checkers in related to an ethical was drawn to us, which will show you. In terms of 5.1, it's a newspaper article. That newspaper article that was placed in an office where AG opened, that's where it got that explosion was explained to us. The newspaper article with two items that is published on the front page, and also what we were informed on that meeting of the 12th of November last year was that there has been a referral. Yes, we got the referral, and the referral was available to us 2 weeks after having been conducted by the dispatch. And importantly, when the AG fled, we continued to work with the AG. And we continued to distribute, I mean, to respond to the request for information. We continued to respond to calls. I mean, AG is not that big, it's about 200 kilometers. So we were able to communicate during that time. If I go to the next slide for the members, this is just an article that we are showing that it's an article that was folded in a newspaper in an envelope, dropped in the office where the AG was. This is what started the problem. So it came to our attention, as I was saying, we gave a slide on the 5th of November that it was arrested. The article is talking about treasury. Where treasury was to withdraw 3.2 billion and 2.1 billion rand was going to the municipality because of other problems. And the newspaper is also showing other assassinations that were happening on the SMMA in the municipal area, which is what was reported. So this is what prompted Shepherdson as it was reported to the institution on the date that I mentioned earlier, which was the 1st of November. The action that we took as soon as we got to get to the municipality was number one, yes, we met with the IFI branch, the manager of the IFI branch of the AG, and yes, we arranged the municipality an alternative venue for them to be securely able to do their work securely. And that happened on our chapter after the meeting of the 12th. And on top, the whatever venue that we suggest to the issue, which I can't just mention now, I'm sure that you will be able to do that. They had to go and assess and make sure that they are able. So two venues were suggested and one venue was suggested. That is where they went until they completed the process of the information, which is on the final stage. And we shared documents that were required to be available to the agency during that process. And I mean, given the key of the venue that would allocate the AG would be for them to keep. So that's what we did for us to be campaign. When they were offside, we continued to work with them peacefully. We continued to avail the documents wherever they were. And the last slide, Shepherdson, is talking about the actions that had to be taken with future AG. And I mean, 2018-19 is not exactly enough. We're still going to be doing the planning of 2019-20. We're going to be doing the auditing of 2019-20. The risk assessment is number one. We identified the program is in consultation with DGSA and CERF, which I think is closer to what CERF was also saying that we've got to do before they come in. The risk assessment must be done with CERF and in compliance with the satisfaction in AG. We then say we allocate senior security work. Security personnel internally. Nelson Mandela is called also Metropolis internally, but you have a senior person in cross security or Metropolis working directly with the AG. Not the AG working with the other body who is in security. That's the municipality committee. Ensuring the proper access control to the premises where AG is controlled, which we will agree on. And then the security emergency plan for auditing combined in that must be known upfront in Thank you very much. That's the reporter from Nelson Mandela, which is not necessarily far from what the office of the AG was about. Are there any additions from the team? Remember that the report from Nelson Mandela on the instance of the allegations were charged against the Office of the Attorney General and taken it to themselves to show what triggered that allegation. The newspaper serious instances that took place in Nelson Mandela. Are there any questions or comments? Two hands. Honorable Mandela.
Chair, you might have asked this question more in a joke. But bad weight. Then the one who gets the actual response.
But we couldn't
be hard in my head. That's what the I am giving such time to demand that the whole ship line of PDPS wasting money for an casting, you know, mad in our thinking. We throw it down. I'm not yet. You know, the response has been taken very easily. That's why we have to be. But in other ways, perhaps we would get, for example, the actual reason. Why is this a drop and a doubt? But
the other major,
if the court take advantage that the leadership of the society is here, and given the actual scenario, not necessarily from the side of the AG, as to now that we are legal, it has been sensational. Because, you know, all loaded in that area.
back to our presentation at all. Can we then be told what is that was happening in the night? Why the kidney? Why the mob offered the SMME particularly at that point in time during the holiday and so close to the office of the auditor and the auditor? What was actually happening? What did the battle change the hearts of both the leadership and the auditor generally in the matter such that this film documentation could be presented to us as a guarantee that all is fine?
Thank you, Chair. Well, firstly, Chairperson, maybe I want to understand exactly that Mr. Mkuseli Chila, he said he represents the mayor. I want to understand exactly what is his position in the municipality. I hear that he's here representing the mayor, but in the municipality, what exactly are we? And then, secondly, I want the municipality to actually explain to me, do they believe that a threat happened? I want them to say yes or no. It's just as simple as that. Yes, we believe that a threat happened or no, we don't believe that a threat happened. And then, also to compare with my colleague here, honestly, I want to understand what kind of an institution is being run there. With some, you know, if I was hearing, they said a person delivered a newspaper, right, in an envelope where the auditor was from. Who's that person? Are you telling me the whole Nelson Mandela Bay with no cameras who could pick up that person from the door all the way to where they went to? So are you just telling me that somebody can just walk in and just walk through the whole building and then you cannot pick up who's holding that envelope? And again, when you say there was a mob that just gets in their guns, they don't even have a metal detector. Which then goes back to my question. What kind of institution are these people running?
Thank you, Chairperson. I really think that must be made very clear to the representatives here that any matter that is escalated to this committee comes with a trace of chronology of events. We have not just woken up one morning and decided that we now need to look at maybe something that we see. There is a trend that has been developing around the safety and the security of the Auditor General's staff and auditors. And it's in that seriousness that we as a committee sitting here this morning and having this discussion. So it does really bother me when comments are made in a sense that it was made this morning. And I really concur with my colleague. I think it's absolutely important that the relevant municipal staff needs to be made known that wherever there is even a trace of them even making a comment that is treading on intimidation, that they must be dealt with. So every person in the municipality who knows they are going to deal with the auditing team that is there must know that they will be watched and looked at and there will be consequences. It must be taken that seriously. Because if we don't do it in that manner or in that fashion, we are going to have much more serious matters there. And the issue of communication was raised by you, sir, saying we must communicate. What does that imply? What do you mean by that? The fact that this matter landed here on this committee table of this day means that there has been many means and mechanisms of communication that it landed here. So I need to understand it. I need you to understand we are serious people sitting here, and we have serious matters that comes in front of this committee, and we deal with it in a very serious fashion. Thank you.
Evaluating what we have done in terms of what we have put there, we are going to come and show you
we are very sure of that. What is it that we have done? And we are very sure that something we did that is different from what the situation is at the present moment. So those are the things that I can guarantee this committee that we are taking it very seriously. You know, yeah, Honorable Chairperson, it's a response that I can provide to some of the comments that were made by the Honorable members. I'll give it to Mr. Ngalwane to respond to other matters.
Honorable members, I think I started on the 10th of January in the Metro as the new CFO, and I can assure the committee I've been involved with the audit process for now more than 25 years, and this has never happened in my career that such an incident has happened where the AG felt threatened in a municipal environment and the land and it didn't complete the audit within the legislative deadlines. This year I can assure the committee that since I started, we have worked very closely with the AG to expedite the finalization of the audit, and the audit report is signed off, I think, this past Monday. If obviously, Chair, we accept it's way outside the legislative timelines and deadlines, but we can assure the committee that going forward, at the level of the administration, we will work very closely with the AG like we've always done, to make the AG's job much easier in terms of the turnaround time for supply, documentation and information, and dealing with the audit process, I think, within a given time. And so, Chair, from our side, we can give that commitment to the committee. That's going to happen as we go forward. The Agency for Finance has alluded to the Chair, we need to separate the political environment from the environment in the administration. So I'm obviously not speaking on behalf of the administration. So obviously before I arrived on scene, the environment is very volatile in the metro, which actually made it very difficult for officials to operate, I think, within that space. At least now the environment, Chair, is more normalized. So we can actually fulfill our responsibilities as senior officials and as administrators. I also need to cite, Chair, it's not necessarily something to cite as an achievement. When I arrived in the metro was facing a disclaimer. At least I got that move to qualified, so there's still a lot of hard work lying ahead to return the metro to an unqualified, I think, audit status. But rest assured, there's definitely a commitment from the senior officials to turn around the municipality from a governance point of view, as well as from a financial management point of view. And committee members, we do take the issues of the AG and audit outcomes, I think, very seriously. So if committee members got that impression, we want to sincerely apologize for that. That was definitely not the intention. We do understand how important good audit outcomes are, and they do create confidence, I think, in public institutions. So rest assured, we're going to work very hard as an institution to turn our audit outcomes around, I think, going forward. I just want to share, I think, those, I think, few comments, I think, with the committee. Then the one issue raised by the member in terms of communication, perhaps we just need to elaborate a bit further on that. Perhaps that point was perhaps a bit misinterpreted. What happens is we have ongoing meetings, Chair, with the AG, where we attempt to resolve challenges during the audit, issues of slow turnaround time for submission of information, or resolving audit findings, or reaching common ground whether you agree on a particular audit finding or not. And in that process, we then expect the AG to raise concerns around whether they feel threatened or not. So I think that was the context of the communication. There are ongoing meetings with the AG where we actually meet on a weekly basis. Auditing committees meet, I think, on a monthly basis. But we will ramp up the communication during the conduct of the next order to close those gaps.
Thank you. Yes, Chair. Chair Thompson, Honorable Members and colleagues, good morning. Chair, there's one or two questions that I would like to respond to. The one question was, do we believe that there was an actual threat? Yes, we do believe. Because there's absolutely no way such a serious committee can flee a municipality if there's no threat. And given the circumstances and the environment of the metro at the time, message was possible that there's a threat, because the H was not the only one that has been threatened. There's a lot of threats that went around, so we really do believe that there was a threat, and we really do take it serious. Hence, we've got these measures in place that will prohibit it from happening again. We had a challenge, not only politically, but we had an administrative instability. I'm sure you've read in the newspapers that the recruitment or appointment of senior managers was a challenge, so the situation in the metro was not normal. It was business as usual. And I think the AG came at a time when we had the issue of the trains and the SMMEs. That's where the challenge started. But as my colleague has said, that the situation is normal now. And we'll make sure that if the AG come to the city, they are not going to experience what they experienced in the bus. We make sure that we strengthen and beef up the security. We make sure that we work closely with our SEMS, and Metro Police will be also part of the party, and the Metro Security. So on behalf of the city, again, Nelson Mandela, if we're viewed as not taking this committee serious, we really do apologize for that. Thank you.
Now we are through with the truth. We are giving
very much, Honourable Chair, and greetings to the Honourable Members of your committee. My name is Helen Scott. I'm a very newly elected Deputy Mayor of the Edinburgh Municipality. I'm accompanied by Mr. Philip Harvey from the Internal Audit Committee. The Head of Security Management, Richard Schiller, is here today. But he was indisposed, was available last week. So I must apologize on his behalf, and I'm that you do not see this as any kind of slight or arrogance to your committee. There are many people in this room that know me very well, and in leadership in the Edinburgh Municipality. We had a long, very long relationship with the AG's office as well as your standing committee. Any threat to the Auditor General is and will not be tolerated ever again by the new leadership. Our respect for the AG's office has no limit. It is a critical oversight body of government, and what happened in 2018, I don't know the particular details of it. Explain that to you, but it is unacceptable, and we cannot have the AG's board, even any of our internal audit committee, that functions in the municipality being threatened. I do have to tell you that the municipality has been unstable politically, even administratively. I don't think we are really working hard to turn the Titanic around. From a financial perspective, though, I can give you the assurance that we have been imposing very, very rigorous financial oversight tools. But the Edinburgh Municipality as a municipality is not bad in terms of the AG's reports. It's far as I know, unqualified audit. Quite a period of time, but that in no way diminishes any threat that the AG would have received from the municipality. And we have strengthened security. But we can hand over to Mr. Philip Harvey.
Not only limit that the threat emanated
happen to our own staff as well, just to make sure that they become aware that if you work for a municipality, AG has full right and full access to come in, operate, and force on their initiatives project as one of them. However, there is also an integrated security plan which is going from the province, of which the head of security and the head of the chief of the police are part and parcel of it, which emanated from the threat, which then derived the detailed response and how when auditors are about to come in through the collaboration from internal auditors, they will then be assisted in terms of identification of their areas, emitting information, also escort possible, but without also raising unnecessary what I would deem as over-classification of security, because that alone can also be part of the problem. I want to also highlight to the committee that with the change of the political office areas, there is a commitment of zero tolerance pledge between the city and the province, as well as various initiatives of fraud awareness, which defines our stance as a municipality to dealing with the issue of fraud.
Always work as if they have a right to keep on mind.
it's not a decoration for you, Chair. It's not a decoration for you, no. The
AG,
it's just a fact.
Chair,
we, much as we appreciate the faith that has come to the but that doesn't say we should drop the red flag. Let's say that front, the red flag. Up until one chair, we get this detailed report through the document with that. And the two, up until we would have implemented what we say, so that, you know, occurrences that have happened in this policy necessitate. So that we feel that one way or the other, with or without prior that we bounce upon your particular at the time when the full soldier of the hospital was the people with your. I can justify for now, Chair. I don't want the Deputy Mayor to go home, you know, with heart, mind, and heart that they have done it. They have short faith, but very little of what we wanted, if any, then, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you for the presentation. Let me also underscore the issue of the written report. I think not only is it important to interact with this, but it's also important for the purpose of institutional memory. Chair did indicate that we might need to do some oversight, even might have to then home bodies on site. So without a written report, we might then six, 7% collection of what I said in this case. So I think that maybe it needs to be directed, Chair, that report follows after this meeting in writing, so that when we do the oversight, we have something to use as a sounding board. But Chair, mine is just a simple question. And I think maybe on this one, I might be flying too low and maybe too detailed to be coming from the legislation arm of government at our level. But I suspect that somebody will need to enforce the inactive internal staff. So for a threat to emanate in that there is a fear for detection by the internal staff that you might end up in areas where they hope you are not going to end up. So what I wanted to find out is whether in Ethiopia, and I think the same question applies to Nelson Mandela, if there is functional combined assurance model, which is able also to pick up on conflict of interest of your staff, particularly in the supply chain environment. And if whether you keep a record of a declaration by the very same senior official that is a contract in particular. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Okay, before I go to a technical check-in, I still want to go back there. And I'm very happy because Ruth thinking here. Because I feel like my question was not answered. And it goes back to my previous question that I asked to the AG on why the case was not opened at Nelson Mandela. Now I ask them, and I said to them, a newspaper was delivered in a room of auditors. And I asked, are there cameras in the municipalities? And if there are cameras in the municipalities, it means head departments with your safety and security. Could identify the person who actually delivered the newspaper. Therefore, that person should have been the person that we or they should have opened the case against access for delivering a threat against the audit. So again, I'm going to ask. Has the security cameras been checked? Were they checked to identify that person who delivered that newspaper in the room where the auditors were? Coming back to Etegwini Jefferson. And it's a shame to see Etegwini being where it is, because I was once a country resident in Etegwini. I want to understand, I understand that the report we got was very sketchy, but from what we can pick up, I want to understand that the supply, the head of supply chain who was there in 2018, are they still there today or have they changed? And then also I heard Mr. Vilakazi speaking about the integrated security plan. Well, I want to understand from them that their staff, have they been spoken to? Do they understand the do's and don'ts when it comes to the AG's office? Like, have they been warned? Is there something, like any training or whatever communication that has been given to the staff when it comes to the issue of the auditors? And again, I just want to also speak to the AG, just to throw it in there. I know the AG saves money, like, you know, they save a lot of money. You know, I know he travels economy class, he does not even do those things of first class and all those things, because he's really, really tries to save money. AG, also where our auditors are going to sleep is also very important. You know, I know it will pain the department to actually spend that extra money where you can get accommodation which is cheaper. But maybe we must also think about spending a little bit more so that we make sure that our auditors are secure in their hotel rooms where they stay. That even includes the cars that they drive. I know you'll want them to drive those mini little cars. You understand, to save cost. But, you know, you think about it, maybe they should be driving cars which are much more safer, bigger. They can even deal with issues that we have, like potholes in the roads and all those kinds of things. So that, you know, if they feel like there is a threat, a person wants to accelerate, it's very difficult to do it on those little things. And at the back, you feel like there's a BMW following you, and you are busy with your little car. So those are some of the things maybe that we should look at. I always say I'm proud of how you run your office and how you guys always stay. But maybe also, let's also look at that on the safety of our auditors compared to cost. Thank you.
Earlier on, the chairperson invited the auditor to give up on the which is the Nelson Mandela. He followed through. I mean, it was like a very beautiful report. So we want to hear from the author. But at the same time, it's also very important for us over time. That's something which you can discuss along at this conference. So that you might also have a feel, see what's happening, see the condition under where the auditors are working. We should also be able to see the environment itself and even to understand the report which puts it forward.
Thank you, Chair. I think just to wrap up, I'm not going to repeat what the previous colleagues said, even though I concur with them on various issues. But I think in moving forward, Chair, as the scope will be expanded in terms of the auditing, we know that more and more things will be uncovered, which would probably make people uncomfortable, and we preempt that threat would increase. But Chairperson, in reality, it won't be possible to follow all the threats and call each and every department or municipality where there's one or how many threats. So I think we in moving forward, Chairperson, we've seen the report in terms of Nelson Mandela on the steps they're going to take in terms of ensuring that there's a safe environment in future. And I think that should be the kind of basis for each and every institution. But it should be from a joint initiative from the auditor's office, staff, and maybe from our side also. Just to if we can do it by form of communication, proper communication, a statement or something to the media, to say that this is what we expect to happen in areas where auditors will enter, so that we upfront and to be also clear in terms of we're not going to have the soft glove approach in future, like we're calling you and we're asking you, can you please come and explain what happened here and what to do, but we're going to deal with the matter in a very effective and efficient matter if this thing persists in future, because we need to make sure that the agency is not prohibited in executing their duties, but also our oversight function is not going to be made difficult in moving forward. Thank you, Chair.
Fine, you are really winding up. For the questions which you have asked, and for the opportunity to respond to you, for the pointed question, Ms. Mandela, which I will give you a chance to give the perfectly approach.
Firstly, I have to apologize profusely for the lack of report on my cell phone. There are going to be consequences because my security management unit is not yesterday. I have ascertained from the chief financial officer that a report has been written. And all I can do is honestly apologize to the committee because it does indicate very clear disrespect to the committee. And Mr. Chair, I will ensure that you will get not only get a full report of the matter at hand, but also a full report from the Office of the Mayor as to why the head of SMP was not here today. So I can say that and with sincerity. I'm going to hand over to Mr. Villacarty, which you can hand over the other matters, but it does give you a reflection on the Titanic that the new leadership has to turn around.
Thank you, Jake. In responding to the question, it's a
employees across the city who from the equipment phase are required to declare, but there is also further validation and checking of what the declaration is checking. That is also done annually, and it's also done in terms of the FCM documentation of policy, in terms of the various subsections that are part of the FCM, that define section 44.5 of the employees that are in service of the state, etc., or that are employed by the state. It's also done vigorously as a reactive during the investigation as well. I want to take the other question. Yes, the head of supply chain that was there is still the head of supply chain. The awareness has started from a different angle, from top down. I'm aware and I'm mindful that it has not yet gone to the staffing level. However, I'm aware as part of induction, it is presented there as well as part of the institutional memory to ensure that all auditors, when they do perform their jobs, are supported. I think I've covered the question and the answers to the point.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as we've said before, that we refer to the load of challenges in terms of governance and administration in the nation. Where Camelot are concerned, we've got a legal battle between the city itself and the service provider, but we are in the process of securing another service provider, and it's the supply chain.
Maybe as an addition, since that building is treasure, it's a very good, unique building, and there are some elements. It's only at the entrance. You've got many floors, but when you enter, you only enter down the entrance. So you've got only cameras that are there. As Councillor Pink is saying, there is this legal battle, because security people want to improve, you know, situation in terms of providing security, by the way. But there is this legal battle that we cannot do that. Because we are not protected in terms of the case that is against us and the service provider that we were employed. Yeah, there is a commitment there, but it's not in all the floors. It's only in the it's not like there's no camera at all. But there's no camera to each and every floor, if I can put it that
way. Yeah, could it come to as you have a performance?
Thank you, Chair. Just a few comments. Firstly, on the matter that was raised by the Honourable Member regarding cars and accommodation, you can rest assured, Honourable Member, that we prioritise safety and then follow the cost thereafter. By this I mean that there are many instances where people audit in one town but get to fall asleep in a different town, regardless of what the additional cost would be, because some of those towns, again, it's cheap to sleep around there. But considerations other than cost then over take the cost much. So we are sensitive to the safety of our staff before we consider how much it costs. Chair, I don't know if you've given a chance to wrap up a few thoughts as well after the two have been open. Chair, I think there was a very vital the point that was raised by the commissioners for regarding the fact that the threat and the reality of the corruption follows us around. It's not something that is theoretical. It follows us around wherever we go. And so in an environment like that, when people know that the level of preventative controls is low at the institutions where they are perpetuating this fraudulent activity, that's when they find access points to even auditors all of a sudden. Because they know that internally in the institution, the level of vigilance is low. Nobody looks at these accounting records with the level of rigor required. Which means when we come afterwards as auditors with the rigor that we've now been empowered with, it means that we are going to scratch where it is there. And I think we'll take note of that. We might be discussing specific instances that have already happened, but the pervasive nature of this risk is such that we must be permanently worried about what is it that we as councillors and executive management of these institutions prevent every day? Are we preventing people from making payments without due care for documentation and justification for those transactions? Well, those are the things that are going to chase away those people who want to intimidate us, because they will know that the tone in the institution, as well as the culture that the leadership has brought into the institution via preventative controls, is the first line of defense. We normally come after the money has changed hands. It may never be recovered. But the ones that are there will make sure that at the point of changing hands, the necessary controls are in place. I think we'll probably have this as a discussion for the archives in the future. And I think for us, we need to just elevate this to the next level, because as someone said, we may not be alert to all the instances that happen, nor may we be upfront in reporting them, because we just thought it was a mere aberration. But the reality of the situation is that the public press is hugely exposed, and other people, they know that we carry bans, yeah, we don't carry guns. So they'll walk away from the cash heist because it's more dangerous, and they'll probably come here and they know that the level of control is low, and these people, they just carry bans, so we can intimidate them anytime. I just thought it was a funny shelter for us, that is very, very important to put on the table, so that someone listening to this doesn't think that it's confined to these ones that have been identified, but there's a pervasive risk for all of us.
Thank you very much, AG, for that. Some commissioner, do you have any comments?
Honorable Chair, thank you very much. Maybe Chair, or what we can just indicate is that the experts were also equally interested in the envelope threat. And I don't think it has been properly addressed. But I think we would like to take it up maybe outside the committee meeting. The PC will have to follow it further. But just on what you've been saying, Chair, with regard to the building, and these are buildings across the public sector, I think Nelson Mandela Metro, they're talking about cameras in those buildings, but I wanted to explain there's two types of threat assessment. There's a life threat assessment and there's a physical security threat assessment. They may still install cameras, but they may not comply with the physical security threat assessment. It will still remain a risk. So what I wanted to suggest is that where we're putting security installations in building, consultation must still be done by SAPS, because then SAPS is the one that does actually an assessment. If that could be done, we will appreciate it. And finally, Chair, I think what the AG is pointing out that include risk management and internal control framework within the public sector. Maybe that area, as part and parcel of the prevention part, the multidisciplinary collaborated plan, if it can be looked into, because if it is strengthened, there's less risk also for the AG. And the president has pronounced on the review of the National Crime Prevention Strategy, and that it made full provision for it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, colleagues. If we might have thought that much at hand, the matter just for until now we know that the matter can be very, very serious. It's very serious because we're talking about institutions which fulfill the expectation that they deliver a specific service. In doing so, they generate necessary capability to do so through this data, whether from local, provincial, or national, and in the process of securing such services, money change hands. And now we know that the high possibility and the risk in that exchange, that certain things could fall apart in terms of conservation of the money graduated. The Auditor General is not auditing for police. That's why today we have a full contingent of police service, which is very appreciated. The Auditor General certifies and guarantees the country that the money that you have given to the hands of the state has been handled quite appropriately on the expected standards and framework as per the requirement of quality standards as agreed by Parliament in terms of the Auditor General prescriptions. So that certification requires the Auditor General to go to a number of sites so that they should guarantee to all of us, the South African population, that indeed what you have taken out from your mega resources as a contribution to create expected environment for services to be delivered has done so quite appropriately on these kinds of identified weaknesses. We do appreciate that the Federal General has continued to do that right overall. Number of entities and we as parliamentarians have even gone further to enhance that capability by introducing through a review legislation that the Auditor General should undertake some materiality audit stuff which is going to look into whether is there any irregularity so material that have to be consideration of one way or the other. So we must appreciate that indeed that is this partnership because we must deal with the risk in between. Partnership between the staff should be extended to other institutions and interests to keep this environment as much safe as possible. But dealing with trillions of grants, and those trillions of grants must be guaranteed that the country gets the services which are somewhat in a prescribed form in terms of the proclamation committees that should do so in terms of the finances. Such expenditure and resource allocation. So this process is not a deep process. Don't you think?
chosen, it's called my attribute. So to the generals that have been tasked with such a responsibility, we really appreciate that you work with such a dodgy environment that we should keep the country under control. We must avoid the risk of getting detained or found. But what we need is the fact that indeed that work is not. So we don't want to create that risk of getting into that detailed form of how you perform. Now, there is a guaranteed form in terms of the plan that indeed is going to be produced by the office. What it is, which are very important, you see our metros can be resources which go beyond half of the expense that's budgeted by the state in general. So our expectation is that you are somewhat a second within the labor that you see on financial health. So the performance must really be looked into that little eye. So the failure to do so, being protected to do so, is indeed a denial to society of a guarantee that the finances. So don't give us some culture. So follow your plans, but we'll follow. If you do so, and we do so, not because we are producing, we have the capacity, but what we want to show is that all legislated cultures are somewhat followed by the government. So far we're happy because I've given it there and the taste of the pudding is different. So we determine that when we see it, so thank you that you've honored us to your presence, and we expect the report that is the next day, the coming next, and that you conduct your business without fear and faith.
Thank you very much. The meeting.